This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam ajma'in. Wa akhraja Abu Nu'aym aydan an Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma qala man kana mustannan falyastanna biman qad mat. Ulaika ashabu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كانوا خير هذه الأمة أبرها قلوبا وأعمقها علما وأقلها تكلفا قوم اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم ونقل دينه فتشبهوا بأخلاقهم وطرائقهم فهم أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كانوا على الهدى المستقيم والله رب الكعبة كذا في الحلية. Abu Nu'aym also narrates from Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah Ta'ala be pleased with both of them, that he said, whoever wishes to take a sunnah or an example, let them take the example of those who have passed away from before. And there's another saying very similar to this attributed to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, although slightly different. So let them take the example of those who have passed away. Those are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the best of this ummah, and they are the most pious of them in their hearts. They were the deepest in their knowledge, and they are the ones who had the least takallufat, the least affectation. They are the most direct with one another. What does this mean? أَبَرَّهَا قُلُوبًا, that their hearts were the most concerned with fulfilling the rights of others. And what does it mean? أَعْمَقُهَا عِلْمًا, that they're the deepest in their knowledge. One of the things a person sees, if you see like the libraries are filled with all these books in all sorts of different fields and all sorts of different disciplines, even of what we consider dini knowledge. So one might think like, okay, some of the ashab of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maybe they were barely literate, maybe they never read any of these books. You know, there are ulama of this ummah. I think like Imam Tabari, if you take like the total number of pages he wrote and divide it over the days of his life from the day he was born till the day he dies, it comes out to something like 30 pages a day. So they probably didn't even, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum probably didn't even read as much as some of the ulama of this ummah wrote. Right? Even in recent times, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tanwi rahimahullah ta'ala, he wrote over 1,000 books. And some of those books were very long, multi-volume works. Most of us probably won't even read 1,000 books. so one might ask, how is it that those people had the most ilm? And this is what we mean by أَعْمَقُهَا عِلْمًا, that they're the deepest of this ummah in knowledge. Because the understanding the Prophet ﷺ gave them, it looked like a small channel, but it ran very deep. All of the 1,000 books of Tanwi and all of the 30 pages a day of Tabari and all of the 1,000 plus books of Suyuti and all of the mujalladat of Hafiz ibn Hajar and of all these different ulama, all they were what? Isharat of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that they made sharha, that they explained. Right, because the Prophet ﷺ had this quality, and the Sahaba afterward, they inherited it from him, that they could say one thing in which there's so much meaning tied up in it, and that's why we say it's deep. Right, so you may see the pool of water, it's very small, but the depth is very, very deep, and you may see a huge pool of water, but it's very shallow. And the ilm of the people after them, when compared to their ilm, is very shallow. And that's something also that we lack. We lack depth. We lack depth of people, as people, where people who are more interested in looking like you have a lot and less interested in actually having a lot. Whereas the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they're very simple people. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, they didn't know who's like the servant and who's the Amir al-Mu'mineen. But they had depth. They had a lot of depth. وَأَقَلُّهَا تَكَلُّفًا, that they weren't people of affectation. Right? They weren't people who insisted on a lot of pomp and circumstance and ceremony. If you look at the rituals of Islam, they're so simple, they're so simple. People have never been to the masjid before. They walk into the masjid and it's like a like anticlimactic experience, because it's just a big empty room. If you look at it, it's just a big empty room. Churches have paintings all over the place. Even this, you know, but you know, all the painting
this is,
and
this
these
is
things.
Zakhrafa,
you know, the carpet is so elaborate. You know, some of the fuqaha, if you ask them, that's why faqih is never popular. Nobody likes a person who knows fiqh, right? Because they're going to tell you too much haq, and they're going to be like, yo, I need to stop hanging out with this guy now. You know, but like, yeah, it's too much. It's over the top. It's too much compared to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They have like sketches and designs of how his masjid used to look, and that was the best masjid, better than you know, marble and gold and all these things people, multi-billion-dollar projects people make nowadays. And they were just akallu nasi takallufan. They got to the point. They didn't mess around, beat around the bush about stuff. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. If you see someone who's straightforward with you, that's a good sign. Oftentimes we confuse good, you know, beating around the bush with good akhlaq, and they're really not synonymous. He says that they were such a qawm, a group of people. Allah chose them for the companionship of His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to transmit His Deen. So make yourselves like them as much as you can in your akhlaq and in the ways that you do things. Make yourself like them as much as you can in your manners and your akhlaq, your values, and the way that you do things. Because they are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were on the straight path of guidance, I swear, by Allah, the Lord of the Kaaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people who follow their way and follow their path. May Allah ta'ala make us deep people instead of shallow people. May He make us simple, straightforward people instead of people of affectation. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.